Oh no! Our table! It's broken!
Yeah. Mafia. Yeah. Don Brown. Bills Mafia. Yeah. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. Breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them, breaking them. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. Breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them, breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. Put a hit out on your favorite team.
Ready, one, two, three, go!
Shooting the bomb, mafia mind. Please don't step on my shoes. Game day ones, the white, the red, the blues. Hey, man. Breaking tables is traditional. Wishing the fish. Look at my drip. Never cheating like Belichick is. Sean McDermott never telling the biz. Deion Dark is missing. Now we got Mitch. Gabe Davis told tapping to this. Who making isms that slapping like nobody. This? Nobody getting the traction like nobody. This. You find us, we breaking the tables. We tailgating, breaking them tables. Breaking them. You know the mafia dangerous. You see us, we breaking the tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them tables. We breaking them. The podcast breaking tables. You see us, we breaking them tables. Neil and Brian is breaking the tables. The mafia, baby, you know that we dangerous. Everybody know. Don Brown.
Get the tables.
Got a time with this one. I know. It's been a while, folks. This is Breaking Tables.
Who's this guy?
Evan B. Hi, how you doing? Long time no see. Been on vacation. Got a little tan. Forget about it. I come back and this is what happens. Oh, my God. Never taking vacation ever again. My fault, folks. This is Breaking Tables. How you doing, Tavaneel?
What's up, B? How you been, man? Missed you last week, but me and Joe had a pretty decent show. Pretty fun. Talked about some stuff.
Yeah. Is that what we do on podcasts? Talk about stuff.
Yeah. Talk about some stuff, you know.
I know. I was kind of worried. I was like, man, these guys are good together. I'm kind of worried. Yeah. Like, I'm never going on a vacation ever again. guys, it's been a while, and yesterday was chaotic. We've got a lot to talk about. Folks, this is Thursday, which is the new Friday. Thanks for tuning in. Do us a favor, hit that like button. Make us, you know, make us our little hearts grow another like Grinch size bigger. So we'd appreciate that one. Yeah, and all that fun stuff, which I still can't do. But this opening segment is brought to you by Brennan's Sports Pub, Pompano Beach, Florida, home of South Florida Bills backers. Great food, great beer, really good beer. I mean, food. Yeah, food. Definitely food. Food's good. But
great beer.
Like the beer. Beer is at a dente. You know what I mean? So guys, check us out. And who else, Tampa Neil? Who else do we got?
Our show is also brought to you by Straight Out of Buffalo. They're at 2140 Drew Street in Clearwater, Florida. If you need your Buffalo fix, Buffalo shirts, hats, whatever it is you need Buffalo related, you can give Sean a call at Straight Out of Buffalo. I think I saw today that he's even getting butter lambs for Easter. So if your Easter celebrations are not complete without a butter lamb, make sure you give him a call. He's got you covered. He does go all around Florida. He's crazy like that. He goes anywhere. You want a t-shirt, you give him a call, he'll show up with it. So
fantastic. Opening segment, Brennan Sports Pub and Straight Out of Buffalo, our boy Sean, brick and mortar, Clearwater, Florida. Shout out to those guys. Thanks for helping us pay our bills. Times are tough these days. This is actually, when I mean pay our bills, this goes right to our gas. Let's get I know.
That's expensive these days.
Times, hey man, you got some of that grad gas.
Something happened yesterday.
What, Tampa Neil? Can you fill me in? Listen, my flight, I just landed like probably an hour and a half ago. Can't tell you where I went. Top secret. Tampa Neil, can you fill me in, please?
Where should we start? Can we start
before the season ended, how we were 41, $42 million over the cap. Yeah,
just under $42 million over the cap is what we were dealing with. So Bean had to make some very difficult decisions. We had to release Jordan Poyer, Mitch Morse, Saran Neal, Deonte Hardy, Nyheim Hines, and Tre'Davious White. Those are releases. They did restructure Connor McGovern, Rasul Douglas, and extended David Edwards. And they also signed Taylor Rapp, which I think is a huge signing. And probably one of the bigger ones that they did was completely reworked Von Miller's contract. I know there's a lot of Von Miller haters out there, but if you actually look and see what they did with his contract, you may not hate him as much. So before we get into like the real weeds of it, was there somebody on that list of what happened that really shocked you yesterday?
Matt Hawk.
True story.
Come on, get out. At Matt Hawk. Think about it. Our boy had the best season kicking. And when it came down to it, Matt Hawk was holding his ball. Let's call it Ben's name. I was like, what? All right, I'm cool with Matt Hawk.
I did not mention the signings. I do apologize. Mitch Trubisky was signed back as a backup quarterback. And as B said, Matt Hawk is back.
But I know where you're getting at. I just kind of went, you're expecting me to turn left, and I took a stop. I went reverse.
You're still going around the roundabout right now.
I know. I'm still on the roundabout. Help me. How do I yield? What does yield mean? I can't even pronounce it. Fucked up. Anyways, obviously the biggest one in terms of the moralism, moralism. It's been a new word right now. Moralism. Hit that like button if you think it's a word. Trey White. I mean, our boy Trey White. He is the pride and joy of that defensive locker room. And if anyone who tells me he isn't, you're wrong. I hope you are, because I'm always right 95% of the time.
I'll tell you, the only one that really surprised me on that list was Mitch Morse. I'm not surprised even a little bit by Trey. I just can't see how you can pay him again $16 million to, unfortunately, probably not play all next season also. I just don't see that happening. I would imagine that Bean had that conversation with him and said, hey, if we can completely change your contract, I can keep you on the team. If not, I just can't. So Mitch Morse, I think, was probably the more shocking one. I think that last year he didn't have any injuries. I know he had injuries before, and everybody's saying, oh, well, he's one concussion. I'm like, well, he didn't have any concussions last year. So I can see the argument for maybe last year, but not this year. But I don't know how you mess with the center QB snap.
Yeah. You know what, Neil? I'm thinking emotionally as a Bills fan, as somebody that I've always been a Bills fan. But I just really like when we got our playoff dance, you know, it brought that about me, and Trey White was part of that. So yeah. Emotionally, yes. But Mitch Morse was like, what the fuck? It's like, really? What did Mitch Morse do? What did he do?
$8 million contract. That's what he did. That's the only thing that he did, really.
Listen, anybody, your franchise, the guy they're going to build a golden statue of when we win our first Super Bowl, mm-hmm. he was responsible for passing balls to Josh Allen. So, yeah, Neil, you're fucking right. Like, why Mitch Morse with all of them? We can make a case for everybody but Mitch Morse right now.
I absolutely. He was the only one that I was just like, why did you do that? And if they were going to do that, I was very surprised that they tried it, that they traded Ryan Bates the day before.
Dude, Mike, look at Mike's just what he just posted. Because my buddy is a Bears fan. This morning he says, what the fuck, Bears trade a draft pick for the backup center? Then the Bills cut the first team center. Come on, funny. You got to laugh. That is kind of funny. That is hilarious. Wow. Guys, thanks for tuning in. That news favor, hit that like button. Makes us feel good. Come on. We all work hard today. Now we're playing even harder because it's Thursday, which is New Fridays. And yeah, Mitch Morris is definitely crazy.
Yeah, this I agree with completely. And that's why I think that, unfortunately, why Poirier went. I think Poirier, he noticeably lost a step last year. It sucks. He's getting older. I don't want him to go. I love Poirier, one of my favorite players for the team for the last 7 years. I have his jersey. I'm really pissed about that. So I definitely don't want to see him go. Trey, same way. I mean, love Trey. Come on. He was as Buffalo as Buffalo was. He came to the team. He was
McDermott's made his own pick. Hockey academy, Tavernil.
He Who literally does did his own goalie academy.
Name one NFL player to create his own goalie academy.
I definitely cannot.
NFL history. But come on.
It's just unfortunate because, you just can't pay a player to be injured for 4 years in a row. You just can't, no matter how much you like him.
We had this conversation, Neil. We had this conversation a couple weeks ago. I was on the show, but like months ago, let's say within our months of podcasting, we had that argument and it's like, what do we really want? Do we want to keep seeing the same results year after year? Or do you really want to shake up the hornet's nest and just go for it? Go for the big one.
Yeah.
And you know, both Poirier and Hyde, they're going into anytime you Google the best safety duos in the NFL, Jordan Poirier is going to be, and Micah Hyde is going to be top three every single time, no matter where you look. And, but their time's up. And yeah, so I wasn't surprised with Poirier.
I wasn't surprised either. You can't really pay him $7 million. Unfortunately, you just can't. You got to save that money. You got to use that money elsewhere. Right now, if you were to count what's eventually going to be, because they made Trey White as a June 1st designation, which allows them to have a $10 million savings opposed to a $6 million savings. So they're going to push it for 2 years kind of thing. So he's still on the books currently until June 1st. And then because right now we're $7 million still over the cap if you don't include that $10 million.
Right. So right now we had $37 million that we saved yesterday, approximately, according to many outlets. Yes. So we're not including the $10 million Trey White deal.
Correct.
Just breaking it down for us simple folks.
Yeah. Who don't know anything about that. Has not done anything with Allen's contract or Diggs's contract, which I assume is going to be happening here. It kind of has to happen within the next week. It has to happen before the 13th. So they'll do those things there and we'll be well over the cap. We'll probably have excess money to spend on, people.
Mike Evans?
Well, that's a little late for that because Mike Evans is already re-signed with Tampa.
What? Already? Oh, man. It's pretty bad when you got to get your news from your buddy, Mike Runk. And if anybody knows Mike Runk out there, it's just like, I don't know if he's joking. I don't know if it like, he probably like, is he making a meme out of this? And then when he's like, yeah, Jordan's gone. And I'm just like, wait, what? Pull over. Let me just check my news feed. Thanks, bro.
Yeah. Yesterday was kind of a whirlwind kind of thing. First you get the thing about Poirier and you're just like, oh, damn it. And then 10 minutes later, you get a thing about Serrano. It's like, I can see it. They'll probably get him back. It's kind of thing. A couple minutes later, Mitch Morris and Deontay Hardy. And I'm like, fuck, Morris? Really? And 10 minutes further, Cornavius White comes on the horizon. You're just like, oh, what the hell? All in one day? Dude, I don't know how Bean slept the night before. Knowing that he's got to make these calls and.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in. Can you fill in for me, please? Who's my VP?
Yesterday was probably a very tough day for Bean.
He's human,
right? The night before. Yeah.
Making cuts. And it's not because of, it is because of production. That's any business. And when you build this kind of relationship, it's got to be hard on him.
Yeah.
But I think they all respect him enough to be like, we know. That's why Vaughn decided, he's like, listen, I know. Whatever the reason is, whatever was said behind, whatever happened with the drama earlier, he still decided to take a pay cut and was like, I get it. Here. I mean, that's for the better cause.
That's part of my hot take.
Can we save that for 30 minutes in? Another 15 minutes, we'll save that. Buffalo Charlie's hot take.
Save Vaughn's.
Buffalo Charlie's, a.k.a. 716. You're going to be the hot take of the day.
Yeah.
716 Express. Probably should emphasize that. There is our fucking contract. Damn it, Neil.
Yeah, it was a crazy day. They I was very happy to see that. What? Can you hear me okay?
No, I was I think it was my internet service.
Right on. So I was really happy to see, I don't know about you, I was to see the Bills re-signing Taylor Rapp, 3-year deal. I think that he's a good piece for this. Well, right now he's the only safety on the team, I think.
We have DeMar Hamlin. He hasn't been cut yet.
We do have DeMar Hamlin. I did see a funny meme about him.
I did too. We're not doing that. Not tonight. Nope.
Come on, I gotta do that. That was hilarious. It showed all the players that got cut. And then top it said DeMar Hamlin survived this. It might have been the biggest survival this year.
No, it was, I don't think it was. I heard from a friend. I never saw it physically, but I would laugh because that was what people who laugh do. Hold on, it says DeMar Hamlin surviving this week is honestly more shocking than the last time. That is so messed up, Tampanil. That's why I didn't want to read it, but you forced me to do it.
It is God, funny.
I'm going to stay off the internet for a little bit.
Yeah, I think that Rapp signing was a good one. I think that them restructuring Russell Douglas, I'm kind of surprised they didn't extend him because they only have him on their contract for one more year. So I was hoping that, that actually happened. Oh, is this for real? Nope. Is this for real? Did Bram really just score? Because I actually wanted to bring that up there for a second. I know this is a Bills podcast, but the Buffalo Sabres did make a pretty good.
Oops. It is a Bills podcast. Still is a Bills podcast. Tampa Neal's talking about hockey. Just kidding. Go ahead. All right. We're going to take a break with the episode to talk about hockey for a minute. Tampa Neal, because that's all I've been listening to. Just for a second.
The Sabres made, I thought, a very good trade yesterday. They got rid of KC Mittelstadt, which I know people, hey, he's a leading scorer of the team, but they picked up a very, very young, good defenseman. And if he scores in his first time here, that's pretty awesome.
That's huge, right?
So, yeah, that is huge. So,
and it's funny because I don't even like hockey because I stopped watching it. I don't know why. It's an interesting sport, but on WGR, when you're driving, you know, through your job sites, I pop in WGR, they're talking about hockey. And I know more about, like, the players, like the coaches. I know who the GM is about hockey and talking about players, but I don't know anything about – I totally forgot about the whole sport. But it'd be interesting. Maybe we should turn our podcast during the summer times, like a mini, like, 20-minute hockey session.
Tampa. Oh, I can talk hockey all game for the whole.
Yeah, we're gonna limit to 20. We're gonna limit 20 minutes. we're gonna limit that one to 20 minutes, buddy. Oh, hockey! Oh, Tampa Bay Lightning.
No,
but yeah, you're a Tampa Bay fan. You can't be a Sabres fan.
I Tampa Bay games. You're right. Because they're here.
Wearing Tampa Bay Lightning underwear while you wear your jersey of Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah, right. I don't wear underwear.
you're a gentleman and a scholar, Tampanil. Good question.
That's a good question.
Bobby Seymour. You're and rejected by the gods.
Go ahead.
Bobby Seymour. What are your
thoughts on Trubisky, backup quarterback? I don't want to see him in. I want to see him go for negative 10 yards next year and break, you know, Allen's record.
I think it's more than that. I mean, they asked him, like, well, how do you feel about going back to Buffalo? And he's like, you know, listen, you know, we had the best year of our life in 2021. And now I'm back. Now I feel like I'm like, it's more nostalgia, quote unquote, nostalgia, kind of like going back home. And I think that's good for the locker room. I think it's good for Josh having that good relationship. Regardless if maybe he had the same relationship with, who was our fucking backup with minus Kyle yards? Allen. Yeah. Whenever you have minus yards in your stat record, I don't know your name. Sorry. Just saying. Trubisky never had those negative yards though, right? Right.
No.
Okay. That's what I'm getting at. It's like, you know, I like him. I like him for the locker room. I like him for what he does with Josh Allen. So, that's my thought on that one.
I mean, I'm not mad with the pickup. If for some horrible, horrible, horrible reason he actually has to go in and win a game, he has the ability to do so. I don't want that to ever happen, like ever. But, hey, it's a backup quarterback.
Right. Depth. But he's awesome in like we're rooting the fuck out of him for preseason games.
Preseason? Hell yeah, Mitch, get him.
We're going to the Super Bowl. He fucking threw four touchdowns. Ran for 70. And then stupid media is going to be like, oh, there's a QB controversy in Buffalo. Get the fuck out of here.
Trust me, there's no QB controversy.
Then you mentioned who's your starting QB? Josh Allen. Well, oh, thank you. Sorry. Have a nice day.
Do you see any of the guys that got released yesterday coming back after March 3rd at teams?
Maybe Trey White, but for a lot cheaper. Sorry, dude. Love Buffalo that much, but I will sign on for he got his money. Guys, he's taken care of.
Yeah, he got paid, that's for sure.
Like, he is Buffalo. I don't see him leaving. And that would probably be the second toughest day. I love Trey White, man. Mm-hmm. I know he's injured. I know it's a business decision, but I think he's coming back. That's my guy. That's my answer to that one. How about you, Neil?
I could see that just because of unfortunately, he is injured. He's going to be injured through training camp and probably the first half or longer of the season.
Just a flesh wound.
Who's going to sign him?
That is true.
I don't see him being signed at all next year.
Unless you're like you're Miami, New Jersey, or New England. Like, they're like, we want him just because. Give us the secrets.
I did see that Nyheim Hines will probably be back on the roster come March 13th.
For what?
Probably a hell of a lot cheaper than the $4 million that they were going to pay him. I mean, right now we have one running back on the roster. One.
No.
James Cook is all we need. Fuck it.
That's all we need. And we got wrong. What about Josh Allen? Pretty sure how many yards did Josh Allen run for last year?
He's built more like a fullback, I think. Like
he's more of a fullback. Yards. All right, fine. He's better than Mike Abbott then, or Albert, whatever the guy from Tampa Bay, the old stack dude, the white dude.
Allstott,
that's his name. That guy was a monster, but that's like Josh Allen. So that's why Lamar Jackson won the MVP, because Josh Allen is listed as a fullback.
That's, you're correct. That's it. He had 524 yards.
Pretty epic, huh?
524.
All right. Well, still pretty good. But how many touchdowns did he have, David?
51. 15 rushing touchdowns.
Total touchdowns.
A lot 51. More than 15.
51. 50, it was like
more over than 50. Lamar Jackson.
Was it 41 or 51?
41.
Well, okay. 51 sounds better in my head.
Still more than
41's a lot of touchdowns, though.
I agree.
That's why, like, oh, he's a Pro Bowler. Like, no, you get invited, you get fan favored into there. Not a good accolade, not a cool accolade. Unless you're going to make it like systematically where it counts towards you. Not an accolade. Cool. Pro Bowl. High five. We have the best players in the NFL, but none of them are Pro Bowlers. Fuck out of here. What's up, Russell?
Most pointless thing in the world.
Yeah, it is. Unless they're going to bring back the pass, punt, and throw competition, I'm not about it. Mm-hmm. And Josh Allen will win it every year.
Yeah, right?
Every year. And then you bring up a hay bale throwing? Woo! Yeah, no. Already guaranteed victory.
So the Bills did pick up another draft pick, and looks like we're going to have 11 picks. You think that is going to be 11 picks that we're going to actually make, or you think Bean is going to be like, I'm trading up. You better be ready because I'm trading up, damn it.
How about this? So obviously whenever this happens to NFL everywhere, every NFL team, right? Where you're drafting for your weaknesses or your potential for that specific position that you need, you know, sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss. Some teams really, really hit, and some teams really, 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 really miss. Really. And now I forget what I was talking about. I was like, how many reallys can I say in a row? And I'm like,
how many more reallys can I say?
I forgot what I was talking about. Folks, don't drink Miller Lite. No,
or yeah, I think that he's going to use that ammo to trade up.
He has to. And all we need is three good picks. That's it, Neil. Three of them.
I'm going to give you my prediction right now.
Let's hear it.
Our draft show may not be as long as the last 2 years.
Why?
Because I think that.
You're going? He
trades up.
Oh.
And then he trades up big time.
Big time, like top 10 big time?
Yeah.
You have 11 picks. That's a lot of picks.
Yep.
You can get a lot of picks with that one. And, you know, the bread and butter with Bean is 3, 4, and 5. Sometimes 7.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He knows what he got.
Yeah, we have 3 fifth-round picks, I think. But I think that he doesn't make just one trade. I think he makes multiple trades, kind of like he did the year we got Allen. He moves up a little bit to get himself in the top, you know, 15, 20, and then makes another move. Because somebody that's in the top 10 doesn't want to move all the way the hell back to 26 or 27, wherever we are.
Well, that was different for us, though. What we were, what? 11, 12, 13? I can't remember. That's a long time ago. When we moved, we started moving up.
Well, we made the playoffs the year before, so we ended up with a higher draft pick.
Oh, that's right.
And he traded twice.
Yes. Yeah. I'm flashback. We got Tremaine Edmonds that draft too.
For the third round, yeah, he traded it 3 times actually, because he traded once to move up to like 15 or something like that. And then they made another trade day of, and that's when they got Allen at 7. And then he made a trade at the back end and is like, fuck it, we're going back in the first round. He got Edmonds. So he's not shy about trading up. He's done it many years now. He traded up last year to get Kincaid.
Before we talk about our huge weaknesses, Tampa Neil, because we do have a solid team still, folks. I want everybody to calm down for a minute. Everybody just calm down, all right? Turn it back now. We still have a solid team. It's called trimming the fat. It's called, you know, you put the lime in the coconut and you mix it all up, right? And here we are. But before we do that, I think it's time for Tampa Neil to give us the 716 Express take of the day.
All right, the take of the day. You always hear Von Miller in his – I'm talking specifically about his contract right now. You always hear in his press conferences he wants to be a GM in the NFL. You've heard that, I'm sure, plenty of times out there. I'll tell you one thing. I think that he got the phone call from Bean, and Bean's like, you know how you always said you want to be a GM? Being a GM, you have to make these hard calls like this to players like you and say, you have to take a pay cut or I've got to release you. And I think that Vaughn kind of realized that and had to take that in for a minute and realize that, guess what? I need to do this for the team. And he did. He took it. He took a big pay cut. People realize that.
It's a lot of money.
He pretty much cut his guarantee money in half yesterday. So the guarantee money is the reason that the cap hit is so high whenever it's further down the road. And this wasn't a thing that was kicking the can down the road at all. Like it wasn't one of those type of things where, hey, you know, before 3 days ago, we could have gotten out of his contract next year. Well, guess what? We can still get out of his contract next year because he took this pay cuts. He dropped his guaranteed money so much that his salary cap this year dropped $8 million. So that was a huge thing. Huge drop, yeah. And
wait, Neil, before you change his... Can I just say, like, us simpletons, yeah, were like... That's we can't... There's no It's not equivalent. There we go. That'd be equivalent, but like one day you're making $100,000. The next morning, you don't have a penny to your name. That's equivalent to that, pretty much. $8 million is a lot of money because you don't have that. You don't have a fraction of $8 million, let alone the 16 that he was supposed to get. That was guaranteed.
Correct. Exactly. And he basically turned the contract to be more incentive-based. Now, I'll be honest with you, I don't know how the incentive base differs to the salary cap. Really, honestly, don't know how that works, because if he hits all those incentives, he'll actually make more money, and I don't know how that doesn't affect the salary cap. That's all above my pay grade, but apparently that doesn't affect the salary cap as much as regular salary and the bonuses do. So I do appreciate that. I think the whole team appreciates that. I think that I wish we could have kept a few other players with that money as well. But unfortunately, I mean, I get it. We do what we got to do. We got to get younger. We got to get faster, because that's what this league is doing.
That's a song. You got to get younger. Got to get it faster.
And if it's not, we're going to make it a song.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a song. You got to be young. I don't know. Whatever. It sounded, there's a jingle. Sorry, Neil. Continue. Fucking over here talking about jingles in my head. No.
Well, he's jingling. But yeah, I think that Vaughn got his first taste of being a GM and the shitty part of it.
That is a solid Buffalo Charlie's at a Dunedin 716 Express hot take, bro. Wow. Gotta send that one to Rick. Sure.
I will send that one to Rick.
That we roll. But yeah, no, I that's that. I mean, I you're right. I think that's a good one.
So all those people that hate Von Miller, hopefully that gives you a reason to not hate him so much, and hope that he does well this year.
Yeah,
because I hope like he does well this year.
Imagine he just comes out with like fucking 15 sacks.
I know, right?
What's the Bruce Smith sack record? 22.
I think yeah, he had something like that. I think he had a sack record. Yeah, I think he had 20 with the Bills. But no, I think the sack record was just broke
by TJ Watt.
Sack record, yeah, TJ Watt broke it last year with 23. Oh. Michael Strahan had it.
I want to say Bruce was up there somewhere, but all right.
Yeah, he had 20 sacks with the Bills 1 year.
No, one season.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In one season. There we go. I think he was defensive player of the year that year too.
That's what you need then. No?
Yep. Come on.
Who's the best player out there?
Come on, be defensive player of the year. Absolutely.
Honestly, So this with the whole combine thing going on, there are a lot of wide receivers that are quick as hell. There is like, that's, it's so yeah, quick. Like that one guy ran 4.2. I mean, I could do that eating a sandwich, but whatever. 4.2.
Finish the sandwich or run it?
I can eat a sandwich faster than he can run that 40.
Prove it.
Well, give me a sim.
Chris, launch the sandwich right at your face right now. Before
there, eat that one. 4.2 seconds, bitch. That's quick. That's very fast, Neil.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of guys that are fast. I believe they said that the Bills met with the most amount of wide receivers like overall than any other team. So they're looking for a lot of speed.
Or wide receivers, because you get a lot of speed anywhere else. But they're wide receivers. Let's call it space.
Yes.
Come on. Look at wide receivers, but with speed. Hey, you got speed? And can you catch a ball? Matt, dude, imagine we get the next just amazing. I don't know. I got nothing. This is not X's and O shows. This is like feeling shows. And we were all depressed yesterday. And people were like, why? Well, because this is a business. And you obviously don't work. I don't know. Well, understand what goes. I'm a fan too.
Sal Capaccio?
What did Sal say?
He said that he had I listened to him on Pat McAfee's show earlier today. And he said that he goes, this morning I was actually kind of surprised that the callers weren't all like ready to burn down Bean's house and all this stuff. They were all like, I get it. It was more of that than, oh, I get rid of the entire front office.
Yeah.
So I think that Bills fans realize that, hey, guess what? We got to do what we got to do sometimes. I think we just lost B.
No.
Going on.
No, here. I had a sniffle, guys. Come on. I don't know if I'm getting cold. You know, it's been so cold and rainy down here lately in South Florida. It's been terrible.
Dude, allergies been killing me.
Yeah. And it's spring break, too. So this is spring break live feed right now on the beach of South Florida. Live feed. Nobody's here because it's that cold. Don't come down. Don't do it.
Come to Tampa and
go on Tiki Boats with Tampa Neal. Don't come to South Florida because you're fucking with my traffic and my transportation to work. Luckily for Tampa
Neal, his
traffic is on the waterway.
Oh, my traffic's nuts too. There is a lot of news that came out of Buffalo that I'm sure the fans either haven't realized how awesome that this new stadium is going to be or what, but they came out and they were saying the Buffalo that they're going to be in front of the stadium.
Please say somebody died in the stadium.
Nobody died at the stadium. They're going to be 16 feet high. The Stanley Buffalo.
Holy shit.
I think that's too small. I want like a 30 foot statue of Buffalo.
This has got to be the eighth wonder of the world. So when planes travel to see, and on your left, folks, deep is Niagara Falls, and on your right, deep is that is Highmark Stadium, whatever the fuck they're gonna call it. But and those are Buffaloes. Come on, double it, triple it. No, make it one of the world. Come on, Pergola. Pagula. Come on, Pagula. Reach in your pockets. You got it. You got the wrong. Come on. What's another 3 million to you? Times 10.
So the other big thing that came about was the parking spaces at the new stadium are going to be wider.
Oh, nice. So people are going to be able to park in the lines now.
Not only just parking in the lines, but your tailgates are a little bit wider. Like you'll have room to spread out a little bit more. They instead of trying to pack all these people, they'll make less money in parking, but let's face reality, they're not making money in parking.
Well, they're also reducing it down to what, 66,000?
A little bit, yeah. Small reduction. But that's awesome. Your tailgates are bigger.
I'm okay with that one.
Room to jump on tables and send us videos. Yeah.
I remember back in COVID down here in Miami where like they wouldn't let us out of our car.
I know
that like, we're parked. Like I can see the stadium entryway. We are parked in a spot and we couldn't stand outside of our trucks or vehicles.
Me and you were like parked like five cars from each other.
And we're like, where are our phones? Hey man, I'm doing a shot. You ready? Don't flake out.
Ready? Here we go. Shotgun. Oh, I just pulled all over my seats.
You remember they wouldn't let me bring in Josh Allen?
I do remember that.
Were you there for that one?
I wasn't there for that, but I remember.
Oh, that was the COVID year.
That was the COVID year, yeah.
Yeah, that was the COVID year. They thought it was like some, I don't know. That's a difference. We go back to our other podcast. You hear all about that story.
But, they would have let me bring in a flag. They said they weren't going to allow you to bring in flags, but I totally got a flag in.
You brought the eagle in, didn't you?
I didn't bring the eagle in. I did not have that yet.
Okay. Well, next year's a different year. And I'm still like, I don't know. I'm still not going in. I had so much fun outside this year, bro. I had so much fun. Like, we're never breaking a solid mahogany fucking executive desk ever again. Never.
Freaking bamboo table.
No, that was mahogany executive level. Like, I'm pretty sure I saw that table on the show Shoots.
Might have been.
Like, I have permanent damage, Neil.
Still?
Yeah. No, that's fucked up. No, I don't. I'm good. Tabby, we'll move on to the next segment. Hurry up, quick.
My hat broke my fall. It was good.
There goes our contract. Oh, man. Yeah, listen, yesterday was an emotional ride, but Bean knows what he's doing. These players know what they're doing. Vaughn definitely, like Neil said, all here is $8 million. I'm good. Trust me. It's cool. $8 million. Like, so I don't know. There's a lot that we all don't know, but he gave away $8 million. Have you ever met anybody in the world that was like, you know, here's $8 million. Vaughn did that.
Nope, I'm not.
Thank you, Neil. Like, this is not, you know, Oliver Twist show where, like, and I was good, sir. Can I give me some food? Here's $8 million there, young Johnny. $8 million, brother. I would have like one. Come on.
I would take 50 bucks.
Hey, 50 bucks, 50 bucks, Neil. Don't you forget that. All right, we're off topic now. Is this still a Bills podcast? You want to talk about hockey again?
That's all I had on hockey. Sabres are down right now. They managed to blow games like crazy. It's pretty impressive.
Man, imagine being Brandon Bean. Like, role play. Damn it, Neil. Let's role play, right? You're Brandon Bean. I'll start with you. You're Brandon Bean. You role play. What is your... You wake up Wednesday morning. What the fuck do you do? Like, what's the first thing you do when you wake up? And you forgot about everything that happened the night before, because I'm sure if you're Brandon Bean, you know about this shit months ago. But you're waking up. What do you do, Neil? Role play.
Dude, I'll tell you one thing. Knowing all that stuff that I had to do that day, I don't know if I would have slept that night. Like, I don't know. I mean, you got to call these guys and just be like, sorry, man, we got to move on. I just can't keep your contract. So, I mean, waking up, you have your morning coffee and you're going in, you're sitting at your desk and you're just like, fuck, today's going to suck.
Okay.
Then you make the first phone call and you say, hey, Jordan, sorry, man. Got to move on. I don't know. Do a shot of whiskey. That might be a good thing.
Let's just break down what really happened, folks. All right. Here's what really happened. Here's what Bean did. A week ago, he set interviews like, hey guys, hey, listen, I'm bringing my niece in town. You know, can you meet me, have, you know, lunch with me at the spot on Wednesday? You know, and just like,
he's like, not doing him dirty like that.
No. But you walk in, but at least it's face to face. You know, they don't expect it, but it's face to face like a man. And you say, I'm going to whack you, Johnny. I mean, it's not Sopranos, but hey, you know, you're face to face. And Bean's that kind of person. I guarantee he's got to be face to face. Sorry, my niece won't be attending. But since you're here, here's some wine. Here's some steak. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, I don't know if those were done face to face in all reality.
It's got to be. It's probably Trey White. Trey White, 100%.
Trey White probably was, because he's there.
Yeah,
he's there getting worked on. And what happens with that? Like, does he no longer can do rehab?
No rehab.
You got to get your ass back to Louisiana.
Your membership is revoked. That's messed up. We just revoked.
Your key card doesn't work anymore, by the way.
He's limping in out of crutches, and it's pouring rain, and he's trying to swipe. Guys? And you got the people inside going, sorry, Mr. White.
Sorry. But, I mean, Poyer's in Miami, Vaughn's in Texas. Those guys aren't – he's not making them come up for a shit news like that. He's going to give them a call and be like, hey.
I never said it had to be in Buffalo. If you're a smart man.
You think Bean's flying around all over the place?
Bean is flying around everywhere, bro. Bean is playing – folks, Brandon Bean is living in 2030, folks. I'm telling you. He's like the Bill Belichick of actual general managers.
Except he doesn't cheat.
And he doesn't cheat.
And he's good with more than one quarterback.
Right. We got Mitch Trubisky. Super Bowl. Come on now. But Brandon B knows what he's doing. We've all called him a wizard. We've never been like, what the fuck, Brandon Bean? It's not Doug Whaley, folks. We've lived through Doug Whaley. It's not Doug Whaley. Like, yeah, he did a good, like, on his exit year out, but I'm sure McDermott had something to do with it. But when, as soon as Brandon, I'm sure Brandon Bean and McDermott are going, this fucking guy, he wants to hire another EJ Manuel. So, I just, listen, we all have respect for Brandon Bean. It sucks right now. It does. Sorry, I think we're getting a cold. It sucks right now. It does. But you have to, trust the process? Is that part of the process? We're not bringing McDermott into it. Maybe that's a philosophy top down, trickle economics.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's process more than anything. It's just, that's just the NFL. There's a lot of teams that have made some crap decisions that they don't want to do. Unless you're Denver and you just, you know, get rid of your quarterback that has an $85 million cap hit. Oh.
Speaking of like stupid moments of the day, I think Tampa Neal, what is the stupid moment of the day?
Congratulations, Denver. You are the idiots of the year.
Oh,
my God. You released a quarterback. You actually would rather take a cap hit higher than the cap that he would have dwelled on for one more season. I just don't know that mentality even a little bit. Yeah. I mean, there's 31 other GMs that had to have seen that and was like, is he fucking serious?
I love serious? To see Dan's like contract. Like he's able to tell people to fuck off. Cause him and Tom, and I know guys, this is a Bills podcast, but this is kind of drama. This is kind of NFL drama. We got to talk about it. You know,
that's drama. That's legit. Like crazy.
Mutiny. That's mutiny. That is mutiny.
Like I am legit just going to kiss next season goodbye. Cause that's essentially what you do. Yeah, hey, skeleton crew for sure.
I remember those days, Tampa Neal.
Oh, folks, yeah.
Listening hold on, folks listening right now. Do you remember those days when we were there in their shoes? Not really funny, but it's funny right now.
You know what? Even in our days of that, we still never took a hit like that.
Yeah, no, it's like, you know, we're not getting
this insanity.
Tyrod Taylor, can't compare Russell Wilson to Tyrod Taylor. Wilson won, two Super Bowls?
He won one, but still.
But he's been to multiple Super Bowls.
He's been to two, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, guys, is for like
an upcoming team. Threw the ball instead of rushing it?
He's going to play in Atlanta. He's going to be in Atlanta, bro. I promise you, he's going to be in Atlanta.
Atlanta or Pittsburgh?
No, it's going
to
be Atlanta.
He's going to go to Pittsburgh.
I just with the so much money that's available in Atlanta and the picks available in Atlanta, he's going to go to Atlanta.
He doesn't need any money. He's getting $85 million to not play for a team.
All right. Well, let me
just sign this check right away. So what if I own every Walmart in the entire world? $85 million just to not play.
Whatever. Fuck him. Nobody cares. Good. Moving on to Buffalo Bills news. We still have a good quarterback named Josh Allen. Hey.
Great quarterback.
And there's talk, Neil, correct me if I'm wrong. That's why he purposely planned to go to Paris, because he knew this was going to happen. He's like, you know what? I'm getting out of the fucking country.
I'm going.
Let's go. Haley, where you want to go? Paris, France. I'm fucking in. And I'm going to put a message on Twitter that I ripped my pants cheeks.
And I'm going to wear a shitty pair of pants so that they break or if they rip.
And apparently, according to broken up videos, I can't hold a door open for a woman.
He was trying to get inside so no one saw his ass.
No, that was leaving, exiting, or before he got there, the before part.
Oh, that was before he got there? All right.
I don't know. I don't follow you guys as young generations. Whatever. We still have Josh Allen. Y'all fucking calm down, right? We still got a guy named Josh Allen going into year six.
I'll tell you, all those people that talk about the window, just stop. Shut up. You're probably the same people that think that Stephon Diggs is being traded.
Same people.
Same ones. Yep.
And you like and you follow Trevon.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't follow any of our players' brothers, because you'll just be disappointed.
Yeah.
Mike Runk is bringing up bringing back Leonard Fournette too.
Yeah. Please, nice shot, Mike. Please do. Thanks, Mike. How do we only block him as a viewer, because he's a bad influence? He makes us lose our scholarships. Keep calling scholarships sponsorships. We got scholarships, Neil, not sponsorships. That's how cool we are.
Yes, we do.
We are
at scholarships.
The coolers of the game.
Speaking of scholarships, we're going to have Butch next week. So make sure you're tuning next week as well.
Yeah. It's going to be a golf game Tampa Neil's got to go to. Bowling game that Tampa Neil's got to go to.
Yeah, that'll get me divorced. That's not happening.
Oh, man. Guys, fun times. Good times talking about absolutely nothing and everything that everybody talked about already. But this is, you know, coming from Abby B and Tampa Neil. Different side of stories. This is what Breaking Tables does. And we appreciate you guys tuning in. It makes it even feel even better if you hit that like love button. Unless you're Bob Bradley, hit the angry button, because either your fingers are too fat or you don't understand social media. But either way, we love you, bro. Nothing, not fan shaming. You see my thumbs. They're pretty big too. So hit that like button, guys. 300 people watching. There we go. Love you all. Tab and Neil, we already called your
or X, whatever the hell it is.
Is it Twitter X? Oh man, they're now they're all cut off because we said Twitter.
Oh, damn it.
X. And X doesn't mess around, because like I've got like the X notifications. So on my top bar, I got XXX. It's like, and I'm like, whoa, I'll delete whoa, that. Whoa.
Bro, my wife's gonna yell at me.
Am I the only one? I'm gonna do a screenshot and I'm gonna show it. And I'm like, X, you better calm down before wife walks over her shoulder and goes, why do you have all those X's up there? And I'm gonna be like, I don't know what to say. She's not going to believe
it wasn't me. I swear. It
used to be called Twitter. I'm not going to do that. So that's funny. And she's, hey, man. Prove it. No. Anyways.
I can actually feel the stare downs you're getting right now.
No. I can stare down when the show ends. So. My mommy said I have to go, guys. Anyways, guys, don't worry. Brandon B knows what he's doing. It's right where we want them. It's right where we want the entire NFL. And you know, McDermott being a coach again this year, I think we got to give him another chance. But this is our last chance, Tapanil. We're not giving McDermott another chance. But Bean, we can believe in. I mean, dude, I think are they brothers? They look related almost. They got to be.
Distant cousins.
All right. Well, as Tampa Neil said, kissing cousins?
Distant cousins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Specific is terrific, Tampa Neil. Should have pronunciated it better. Now you be known as the guy that said that Brandon Bean Anyways, Tammy Neal, I think it's about that time. My third drink started kicking in.
Right on.
Non-alcoholic. And, man, here we are. Thursday night. Hope everybody enjoys your weekend. Just wait for this draft. It's going to be absolutely fucking epic. And we have so many, like Neil said, we have so many fucking picks. So many picks. We don't need that many. All we need is four or five. That's six picks to play with. Let Bean do his thing. Tampa Neil.
I'm going to give one final take, and it's going to be basically bashing Miami, which we always love doing. What Von just did with his contract and what other players do with the contract. Like Josh Allen's going to do it here probably in the next week or so about, you know, switching their salary to bonus so they get their money right up front. The Miami Dolphins asked Jalen Ramsey if he would do that. Jalen Ramsey's in the last year of his contract, and they've already extended his contract past the time that he is going to be there. He has a monster of a cap hit. Miami's in cap hell. And he said no. He legitimately told them, no, I will not rework my contract and get my money today instead of throughout the full season. He said no. So his $27 million cap hit is still going to be on Miami's books. And you know what? Jalen Ramsey, we love you because
I'm about you. I'm happy we
own you on the field, and you suck so bad off the field that we're going to own you off the field too.
I'm about it, Neil. I'm about it. That's probably the third best story I heard all fucking day, my guy.
Yeah.
Evan Neal, folks. This is all he does. Just brings fucking happiness to your faces.
Cheers to that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Fuck
you, thanks,
man.
Everybody, for watching. Definitely check us out next week. We're going to have Butch Roll on. Dr. Butch Roll. My apologies for not saying a doctor. He will be on. He's going to talk about his bowling tournament next week. So make sure you tune in and check us out. Check out the live version on Facebook, YouTube, as well as Twitter. If you have missed the live version, make sure you pull us up wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, whether it is Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can check us out on YouTube again. Google Pod, Samsung Pod, and Apple Pod. Pull us up, like us, share us, tell your aunts, uncles, neighbors. Don't tell your attorneys.
I wouldn't. I just highly recommend that. Unless your name is Rick. The same kind of cool dude. Well, appreciate you all watching. It was awesome. It's been too long. Can't wait to see you guys next Thursday. And let's just have some fun this summer. And the draft's going to come up very quick. Folks, let's go. Love you all. Bye. Bye.